Yes, she used the tools at her disposal. Yes, she engaged her intellectual mind. Yes, she tried to fit what she was hearing in that space before hearing, what she was seeing in that space before sight, and indeed what she was feeling in that space before feeling. She tried to fit it all within the constructs that had been handed to her. But then even Mary stepped outside of those artificial bounds and answered from that deep space of knowing, let it be. Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Duane at drduanemd.substack.com. That's drduanemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe. We are tribal by nature. We make war and eventually we learn the medicine of peace. Let's sit now, like our mothers at the communal table and our fathers around communal fire, listening for the resonance that turns noise to music. Just as a surgeon orchestrates healing in the body, I invite you to this symphony of the heart and mind. Because after 20 years, this sober cancer surgeon knows this above all. Our strongest medicine flows from the heart. Now, if you're ready, let's dig deep. Today's assignment is surrender. Today, I want you to surrender. Surrender as Mary did. Surrender to the knowledge that you are more than a ghost driving a meat-covered skeleton made from stardust, riding a rock floating through space. You are more than this because you are the very consciousness of the universe, or at a minimum, its latest iteration. You, like Mary, were formed from the elements, birth, in the heart of distant stars, and then deposited on this, our current home, by seemingly random events, deposited here by collisions which over eons brought carbon, water, heavy metals, all to our planet, and eventually even formed the moon. And through all this seemingly random violence, the you that existed before you survived ice ages and global extinction events, only to then reemerge stronger, more focused and more able to pass the survival code from one generation to the next. The next iteration of the universe, then studying and transforming itself. The record of our evolutionary journey and all these prior versions of ourselves. That record is etched in Earth's strata and preserved until either the next excavation or the next cataclysm. No one knows which will come first, but today you do get to choose whether you will be a fossil, a relic, or whether to prepare for unknown change by being the change itself. So today, the challenge is surrender. This is indeed the divine assignment. We're in a season in which seemingly the whole world pauses to consider that a mother heard the voice of a force higher than herself, clairaudience, was what she experienced. A voice said, "You will bear fruit." And immediately her intellect kicked on. Well, how can this be? Seeing that I've not known a man. This is what our holy texts tell us. Was the experience of Mary with the divine. Mary, who when visited by the angel, Mary, whom the Quran describes as constantly submitted to God, first engaged her intellect, asking, "How can these things be?" But then answered from a deep space in her being, we describe as the spirit. Her answer, "Let it be." And all of our holy texts represent that Mary energy, that incarnation of spirit molding flesh. Indeed, this is what the word itself is striving to represent. But what Mary truly embodies, not that which was born holy, but that which stood on the event horizon. See, Mary had a life. Mary had a future. She had constructs into which she had completely and with devotion applied herself. She was betrothed to Joseph. It was not her intention to defy convention. Neither was Joseph's, by the way. But when deep called unto deep, when that which preceded and superseded us all through Kairos showed up in Mary's life. Yes, she used the tools at her disposal. Yes, she engaged her intellectual mind. Yes, she tried to fit what she was hearing in that space before hearing, what she was seeing in that space before sight, and indeed what she was feeling in that space before feeling. She tried to fit it all within the constructs that had been handed to her. But then even Mary stepped outside of those artificial bounds and answered from that deep space of knowing. Let it be. Mary stood at the event horizon, knowing that everything beyond that moment in time, everything beyond that boundary in space, would be completely foreign to her, while uniquely true to what she had always been. And this is the call of the event horizon. Because just as Mary brought forth the seed whose life continues to transform all our own, a life so profound that no sectarianism could contain it, though many have tried. A life so profound that no structure that had been or which came after could define it. This is the seed that this voice calls forth and encourages you to bring forth. Not because of anything that this voice has or carries or is uniquely his own, but because this voice is surrendered. It's 1 a.m. here. I've done 5 surgeries already this week. I've got 2 tomorrow. I'm going to spend an hour with my speaking coach, and then an hour with my voice coach. It ain't like I don't have things to do. I've got plenty that can keep me busy. I've got plenty that can occupy my time and keep me distracted. But this moment, this mic, this voice, it has been traveling to this moment in time and space for as long as I can remember. And yes, through all the versions of me that I cannot yet remember. The versions preserved in the strata of the earth, whose story is there, easily to be read, whose story is there, waiting to be told, whose story waits for either the next excavation or the next cataclysm. We can't possibly predict which will come first. All that we can do is yield from the space before space. Yield from that time before time. Yield from our innermost chambers, from that space from which we all came and to which, yes, more likely than not, to which we will all return. The space that Mary embodied. The space that she offered herself as a living, breathing, walking, birthing version of. She is the example for each and every one of us today. Yes, we celebrate her son. Yes, so many of us deify the life and the sacrifice, which was uniquely his. But a Jesus is not possible without a Mary. The seed is not possible without the flower. We're all connected. And just like it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about Mary, and it ain't about you. That is the truth, capital T, that underlies this divine assignment. That neither the fear nor the riches nor the fame, no power, no lust of the flesh or lust of the eyes. Nothing that could possibly be presented to you as you fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. Nothing is worth exchanging your opportunity to give birth to that which is uniquely yours to gift to the cosmos. No, we can't all be cancer surgeons. We won't all be physicists. We won't all carry children. But we all occupy the present. We all reside here in this plane. And when I open my eyes in the checkout line, when I look up from the operating room table at the face that stares back at me, everything that I'm seeing, experiencing, beholding is the same, is the one. And that is the point of it all. That I care for you as I care for me. And that I care for me so that I may care for you. And that the joys and the pleasures which propel and sustain my journey, they are mine to consume and behold. Period, full stop. And yours are yours to consume and behold. And so from this day forth, seek each day the beautiful release in the ski Because that is the difference between the joy, the thrill, the ecstasy of skiing, and the mundane task of making turns in the snow. One last thing. Everything that I've spent the last few minutes talking about, every bit of it, it's encapsulated in every song, every melody, every overture, every Broadway tune or gospel hymn. Every one of these works of music, they transport us to the space which is unsiloed, which is deconstructed, and that is why we love it so. That is why the artist demands and commands our attention. Because ever so briefly, they hold us there. They take us to that point of level 7 energy. They take us there. And ever so briefly, we are boundless, we are constructless, we have access to all of that from which we came. This is the power of the Ashe. This is the beauty of the Ole. And this is the hallelujah. This is why Katie Lang is the unsung hero of my lifetime. Katie Lang, who showed up in her skin, who channeled the genderless construct, who arrived in her capital T truth, long before any of us were looking. Oh yeah, those girls in the ballroom, they were right there with her. Those mothers of Vogue, long before Madonna, they vibed with her. But the same Katie Lang who stood barefoot at Wortham Hall with the Houston Symphony Orchestra, singing hymns, not psalms, but hymns from the 49th parallel. Yes. She was showing us and continues to do so how to surrender to the power of that sacred space in which we show up as our truest selves. Yes, shaped and formed and molded by our constructs, but then deconstructing them and making this moment, this time, this space, our own. Katie, who says hallelujah, oh, sorrow nevermore. I heard there was a secret chord. Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Duane at drduanemd.substack.com. That's drduanemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe.